It's time for today's Daily Devotional. This week we are talking about the future. Today we're going to focus on keeping your hands on the plow. Scripture comes from Luke 9:62. No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. You know, following Jesus is not only about where you've been, it's about where you're headed. And that's what we're talking about this week, is your future. When Jesus spoke these words, the people listening immediately understood the picture. A farmer cannot plow a straight row while constantly turning around. The moment his eyes leave what's ahead, the rows become crooked. Jesus wasn't being harsh. He was teaching something very, very powerful. Directions matter. Focus matters. Forward movement matters. Many of us don't realize how much energy we spend looking backward. We look at the people who hurt us. We look back at those opportunities we missed. We look back at seasons that felt easier. We're looking back at who we used to be. And eventually, well, we just all become exhausted, not because the future is hard, but because we're trying to walk forward while carrying yesterday. Jesus invites us into something different. He calls for us to keep our hands on the plow. That means continuing to trust when the answers haven't come, and continuing to obey when progress feels really slow. Continuing to believe when your emotions say otherwise, and continuing to move even when we cannot see the full harvest. Plowing is not glamorous work. If you've ever worked on a farm, you know how hard it is. It's repetitive. It requires endurance, demands consistency, but plowing prepares the ground for the growth. And what feels ordinary today may be preparing something extraordinary for you tomorrow. Many people quit too early because they confuse preparation with failure. Seeds planted underground look invisible until one day they break through the soil. So don't underestimate the value of staying faithful. The future God has for you is usually built one faithful day at a time. So maybe today your next step is not huge. Maybe it looks like you're praying again today. You're trying a little bit more today. You're showing up. You're present. You're forgiving again today. You're serving again today. And you're trusting. Small obedience still counts. You do not have to know every detail of where God is leading. You only need enough faith for that next step. And remember this, God's not grading your speed. He is honoring your faithfulness. So keep your hands on the plow. Keep moving. Keep believing. The harvest is not behind you. Maybe today ask yourself the question, what keeps pulling my attention backward? And how have I mistaken slow progress for no progress? And choose one thing today that you've delayed because of fear and discouragement or uncertainty, and take action today. Send the email, send the text, make the call, start the project, say the prayer, then thank God for progress instead of perfection, because that's what really counts. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, help us stay focused on what you're calling us toward to instead of what we have left behind. And give us endurance when progress feels slow and courage to keep moving when we cannot see the outcome. Strengthen our hands for the work that you have placed before us, and help us trust that you are producing fruit even when we cannot see it yet. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.